on the way home from Missouri yesterday. I was trying to get some thoughts together for this morning, and I felt like this was what the Lord wanted today. I had to go way back in the archives of some of my paperwork to get some thoughts together, but I trust that God will help us this morning. And 1 John, amen, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse 3. You can still turn that down a little bit, Ricky. All right. That's good for right now. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Now the question is, what law or whose law? That's God's law. Every sin can really be traced back. Its roots can be traced back to the breaking of one of the Ten Commandments in one way or another. So, remember that, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. The word righteousness is really taken from the root word of right. Just doing what is right. Not what is right in our eyes. Amen. Because everybody's eyes sees everything different. But what is doing right in the eyes of God. All right. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin, you need to underline that in your Bible. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Oh, that's pretty strong. Hello. We have a generation right now in the American church world that believes everybody has sin every day. He that committeth sin is of the devil. It doesn't matter whether you go to church or not. Your name's on the church book, it doesn't matter. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. And for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Amen. All right. I want us to look again at that verse 10. You've got two classes of men or people, the children of God and the children of the devil. Amen. You may be seated. I trust that the Lord will help us this morning from these verses of Scripture. We'd like to draw some really strong facts. There's some truth in the Word of God. The Bible said, let every man be a liar and let God be the truth. The Bible is right after all our opinions and all of what I think or you think or whatever John Doe thinks. And it's all settled and the dust is back to normal. It still depends upon what God says. And sometimes, and I've said this many times, and we are in a dangerous mentality in this country, in the church, because we measure what I do by what everybody else does. And if everybody else does it, it must be okay. We are not to measure ourselves by ourselves, but by the Word of God. Amen. Everything else, every other opinion is secondary. Amen. If it does not correspond with God's book, amen, it should not even enter into the equation of what is right and what is wrong. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Amen. Verse 3 tells us, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. In the first two verses of this chapter, the great apostle John is talking to us about being the sons of God. And verse 2 said, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And then he goes on and continues. And every man that's got this hope, if you lose this hope, if you lose this anchor of the soul, what anchor of the soul? That he's coming. Amen. That we're going to be like him. Amen. In fullness. If you ever lose that hope, of that goal, of that objective, amen, then you lose the blessings of the Lord. It is the hope of the coming of the Lord, and it works as an incentive to purify your own heart, to purify your own self, amen, in order to be ready for him when he comes. Now, this may be a shock to some people, amen. But no sin is going to enter there. None. Amen. I remember many, many years ago, Brother Grant Horton, in his early years, now he preached in the old church building here, and he was here when he said that. And I've never forgotten, he said, no sin is going to enter there, even if it's no bigger than the eye of a chigger. Now, that's getting pretty small. But I want to tell you, no sin and nobody who commits sin is going to enter into those celestial eternal city. Amen. It is a city where no sin dwells or no sinner is going to go to that celestial city. Now, the question is, how many sins does it take to make a sinner? Come on. How many sins can you commit this coming week and still be a Christian? To hear the modernist talk, amen, it doesn't matter as long as you fixed it 10 years ago. It doesn't matter what you do now and how you live now or how you talk now or what you do now. Amen. You're still going to be a Christian. And grace covers it all. Grace only covers sins that have been repented of. That's all. Amen. And if it's not been repented of, amen, it's going to follow you to the judgment day, amen, and condemn you before God Almighty, because sin will not enter into that celestial city. Amen. It is this hope of being right with God. Amen. It is are y'all still with me this morning? It is this anticipation of His return. It is looking for those who look for Him. Shall the Son of Righteousness appear the second time without sin unto salvation? It is this hope, this joy of expecting His return today. Amen. That I want to live good today. I don't want today pass by and the Lord come before sundown. Amen. And find me that I have committed some wrong or sin today. Amen. Every sin that has not been repented of, amen, is going to follow you to the judgment day. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses God's law. It's not my law. It's not your law. It's not what you legislate. Come on here. It's what God has already penned in His book that we're going to be judged out of. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation. I want the Lord to help me this morning. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, amen, that everybody's going to stand before God and the books are opened. Come on here. And the books are opened. And another book is opened, which is the book of life. And whosoever names is not found written in the book of life, amen, shall be bound and cast into outer darkness. Now I'm going to tell you, the book is open. What are we going to be judged by? This book. This is the standard rule of conduct. Come on here. Amen. If you break God's law, you are a sinner. I don't care how many times you've been to the altar and prayed. It really doesn't matter how many times you go to church every week. Amen. If you break God's law, amen, you may not be a sinner in the eyes of people. You may not be a sinner in the eyes of your husband or wife. You may not be a sinner in the eyes of mom and daddy. But if you break God's law, you are a sinner in God's eyes. Amen. That's a pretty stout, straight statement this morning, but that's what God said in His Word in verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Amen. Continually breaking God's law. Help me here. Amen. Amen. Whoever sins breaks the law. Amen. And incurs the death penalty. God said. I didn't say it. God said. He, amen, that breaks the law is going to be judged by it. Every soul that sinneth, it shall what? It shall what? Surely not. That serpent in the Garden of Eden said to Eve, thou shalt not surely die. Amen. God said, don't touch it. Don't touch a tree. Leave it alone. Oh, but God, amen, thou shalt not surely die. And this generation in America right now, amen, so lives their life as to try to make God a liar. But God does not lie. Every soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. And when we understand the principles that God's laid out in His Word, these are treacherous, dangerous, perilous times that we're living in right now. Because everybody wants to make allowances, amen, for their shortcomings, their failures, their sins. Amen. Come on here. Somebody said, well, he's just got a sex problem. No, he's got a sin problem. Somebody said, she's got a sex problem. No, she's got a sin problem. He's got a drinking problem. No, he's got a sin problem. Somebody say amen. It bothers me. It really does. I considered this on the way home yesterday. I didn't get home to about 12:30 last night. Got to bed about 2 o'clock this morning. Up a little after 6, and I feel pretty good. Praise God. Amen. But it bothers me to hear people talk that you can smoke cigarettes and still be saved. Come on here. It bothers me to hear, amen, sometimes even preachers, amen, just say, well, amen, they did this, they just got a problem. No, it's a bigger thing than a problem. It's sin. And whenever we get to the point in our holiness movement where we start making special allowances, amen, for people because we like them, amen, we are on dangerous ground. The Bible said, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Amen. That's the reason the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Let him that nameth the name of Christ do what? Depart from iniquity. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And when you break, come on here, when you break the distinction between saints and sinners, amen, and create an area where you can sin and still be a Christian, amen, we have destroyed the whole principle for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross. He was manifested for one reason and purpose, and that was to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to tell you, help me here. Amen. Christ came to take our sins. Amen. And amen. If we still have sin, come on here. He came to take away our sin. And if we still have sin, it is proof that we have not repented of our sin. That's the reason he came, to take our sin away. And if we still have it, amen, then he hasn't taken it away because we have not repented of it. Amen. Repent. Come on here. That was the message of John the Baptist. That was the message of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came out of the wilderness after 40 days and 40 nights. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. That's the whole reason for the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he came into this world to save sinners. Not save sinners in their sins, but to save sinners out of their sins. Praise God, to deliver them from the power of iniquity that holds them and keeps them in bondage of sin. Sin is a horrible thing. I want the Lord to help me this morning. I'm feeling more like preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to understand that there are only two classes of people in this world. Amen. The children of God and the children of the devil. Amen. The children of God does what's right. The children of the devil commit sin and breaks God's law. Amen. And when we get to where we call black white and white black, amen, we have destroyed the principle of the purpose of Jesus Christ coming into this world. He came to save sinners. He came to redeem us out of the power and the clutches of the devil. The Bible said in verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Do you believe that? Say amen. Ricky, turn over to Isaiah chapter 14. Amen. Start reading at verse 12 and read down through verse 15. Amen. I want to tell you, if we could understand that God amen, looks down upon this world and still has a contempt for sin as much as he did, amen, when it was first hatched in the heart of Lucifer. God hates sin as much now as what he did then.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Charles Spurgeon, reckoned probably as the highest compliment ever paid to him, amen, was the words of an open enemy of his who said, here is a man, he's talking about Charles Spurgeon, here is a man who has not moved an inch forward in all his ministry. At the close of the 19th century, he is preaching the theology of the first century and is proclaiming the doctrine of Nazareth and Jerusalem, which was current 1,800 years ago. Amen. What was said of Charles Spurgeon needs to be said of every New Testament preacher and Christian. We need to preach about sin as it was preached about by the Lord's servants over 21 centuries ago now, in order to successfully preach against sin so that souls can be saved from sin. Sin is of the devil. Come on. Sin is of the devil. It's not of God. Come on here. You are motivated by two powers in this world. You're either motivated by the power of the devil, which is sin, or you're motivated by the power of God, which is righteousness and holiness. Amen. Only two. Somebody said, what about the spirit of man? Spirit of man is motivated, or, amen, could I say controlled, amen, by one of these two powers. Amen. And it is the power of the devil that causes men to sin.
Right.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. Read it.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, thou son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell.
Now wait a minute. Hold it right there before you start that verse. Amen. Amen. How many of us will recognize this morning and acknowledge the fact that Lucifer, amen, is the originator or the author of sin? Can you raise your hand? Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Iniquity was first found in him. He is the author, amen, and the of sin. Amen. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning.
Right.
Who is the devil? Lucifer.
Right.
Son of the the heavenly world at one time. Yes, he did. He was one of the archangels at one time until iniquity was found in him. Amen. And he said, I will ascend above the heights of the heavens. Amen. But God said, what? Read.
Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit.
Thou shalt be brought down. Is that through verse 15?
Yes,
thou shalt be brought down. Brought down. Now God cast the devil out of heaven. Why? Because iniquity was found in him. And people think that God's going to allow them to go back to heaven. Come on here. With sin in their heart and life, when he cast the devil out of heaven because of iniquity? Never. Come on here. Amen. Sin began in the universe by the rebellion of Lucifer. Amen. And the devil sinneth from the beginning. And that's the whole reason why Jesus Christ came to this world, to seek and to save that which was lost, or that which they who are in the clutches of the devil. Man, man, man. I say we because it is a common feeling nowadays, or thinking in the church world. We have carpeted the hog pen and air conditioned it to where people feel comfortable in the hog pen and have no desire to get out of it, because they think that they can eat at Father's house table, amen, and all the, have all the fellowship with Father, and still live in the hog pen. I want to tell you, amen, the Apostle Paul gave us a little bit of insight when he said, "Oh, that men would see how exceedingly sinful sin is." Sin is wicked. Somebody say amen. Sin kills and destroys. Jesus gives life. Sin separates. Jesus unites. Sin causes upheavals. Jesus speaks peace. Sin causes sickness. Jesus heals. Sin causes storms in life. Jesus brings a calm. Amen. Sin causes arguments and divides homes. Jesus brings tranquility and unites homes. Sin is a robber. Amen. And Jesus is a giver. Praise God. Amen. Sin will kill you. Amen. But Jesus will give you life. Amen. And we get it in our thick brains, in our heads, and in our hearts that sin is cruel. Sin is wicked. Sin is destructive. Amen. And we ought to shun sin like it's the bubonic plague. Amen. Because it destroys men's lives and will send them to eternity lost. Amen. Quit air conditioning hell. Amen. Quit air conditioning the hog pen. Quit carpeting the hog pen. Amen. If you are committing sin, you are of the devil.
Man, that's powerful stuff this morning. Brother Savage. Now, Brother Savage. Woo! Amen. Sin begins in the individual, because the heart is wicked. I'm not talking about that physical heart that pumps blood through your system. When the Bible talks about the heart, it talks about that inner person that nobody sees. The thoughts, the intents. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and who can know it?" I can tell you who can know it. God knows it. People may not know it, and we have a generation now that really does try to pull the wool over, amen, everybody's eyes to cover up their sin. Amen. The Bible said, "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper." Amen. "But he that confesseth his sin and forsaketh it shall abundantly have mercy." God wants to have mercy on sinners. Amen. God doesn't love sin, but he loves the sinner. And he'll forgive sinners. And he'll forgive sinners of their sin. God hates sin. God, amen, to God, sin is despicable. Amen, just as vile and just as wicked as it was, amen, when it cast Lucifer out of the heavenly world. Amen, because iniquity was found in him. Amen, help me here. God hates sin just as much now as he did then. Amen, but God wants to forgive sinners their sins. And the only way, help me here, the only way a sinner, amen, can ever get saved is to come face to face with the reality. I am a sinner. I have never seen such a generation as we have now. And even in the holiness churches that will not confess and face the facts that they have done something wrong and sinful. Somebody say amen. You still here? Amen, amen, amen. Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness or lying, and blasphemies. Amen. They are the things that come out of the heart. Amen. And that is what defiles and is so deceitful. Amen. We make so many exceptions. Amen. Till we do not understand the fact that God's going to judge us on judgment day. Amen. Amen. Sin started in the world by Adam and Eve's rebellion. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. And when the woman saw that the tree was good. Did you get that? When the woman saw that the tree was good. If we stopped right there. And that's where a lot of people stop yet today. Man, they do so many good things. They got a sweet spirit. They got, help me here. They're just wonderful to be around. And yet they are so wicked in their hearts. The woman saw that the tree was good for food. And that it was pleasant to the eyes. And a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Amen. I don't need to go back into that story. Everybody here knows that ever since you've been going to church most of your life. Amen. That's nothing new. But we have in our time right now in the American Holiness Church. Amen. We talk about people. Amen. That's got wicked hearts and black hearts and sinful hearts. Amen. And yet we like them. And yet we make so many allowances for them because of who they are. And come on here. And they got a sweet spirit about them. Amen. Did you know the Bible said bitter and sweet water cannot come out of the same fountain? You cannot sit at the table of the Lord and the table of devils at the same time. You've got to make up a mind and make a choice. Amen. We have created in the American church world, we have created a gray area. We have taken black and white and mixed it together, and we've developed a transitional place. Amen. The where people that are not committed to God and not consecrated, amen, not really surrendered in their hearts, amen, but yet they do so many good things. They're good singers. They're good musicians. Come on here. They got a good attitude. Amen. They're just likable. And so we create this. We have created this gray area that we want, amen, them to be saved so bad, amen, that we just say, well, they're just working on some things. My God, do we understand that God's going to judge sin for what it is? Amen. Sin is black. Come on here. Sin is black. Amen. Sin is wicked. Ah! Woo! Help me here this morning. I want to tell you, but Jesus came to make, amen, sinners white, amen, after they're washed in the blood, amen, that was shed on Calvary's tree. You're not going to get white, amen. I don't care how black you are. I don't care if you're in a gray area. Amen. Gray Christians are not going to heaven. Wow. I said gray Christians are not going to heaven. Amen. Only those that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ in their hearts, amen, are made white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And they've got white linen garments on, which is the righteousness of the saints. They are the only ones that's going to heaven. I don't care how good they talk. I don't care how good an attitude they got. I don't care how many good deeds they do. I don't care how good they can sing or play. Amen. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, and he that committeth sin is of the devil.
Man, man, man. Sin causes people to act deceitfully. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness. Huh? Through the deceitfulness of sin. Through the deceitfulness of the gray area that we have mentally put our approval upon. And people who live in the gray area, oh, they're going to heaven when they die. If they do. If they do. And God's book is a lie. There's no gray Christians going to heaven. That's pretty stout. I'm just telling you what the Bible said. Someone said, I don't believe it. Like, it don't matter. Don't change a thing. Argue with God on judgment day. Let every man be a liar and let God be the truth. That's what the Bible said. Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Said, he that committeth sin, singular. Singular. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Don't take a catalog of sins. Amen. To be of the devil. Wow. Come on here. Come on here. Help me, Lord. I've got some things that I've got to deal with. Amen. In this coming few days that I shudder at. Amen. I ask God, I pray God to help me. Give me some sense and give me wisdom. Know how to deal with. But I want to tell you, sin is rotten. I don't care who it is, it's deceitful. Amen. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And because we live in this gray area in 2005, amen, we have hardened our hearts against God's eternal book to the extent that we say, well, I think this, or I think that, or in my book this, or come on here. Amen, it doesn't matter what's in your book. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. It's what's in God's book. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Amen. And that's the reason Jesus came to this world. Amen. To seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen. That whosoever will may come and drink of the water of life freely. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Somebody said that means God doesn't condemn me in my sinful condition. Amen. That is the deceitfulness of sin. Amen. What God was saying to us in that verse, you are already condemned because the Word said you are a sinner. If you commit sin, you are of the devil. Come on here. Amen. But Jesus came to save you out of that sinful condition, out of that wicked state. Amen. And transform you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And that's the only reason Jesus came. Now, if you can get to heaven, come on here. If you can get to heaven committing sins or sin, amen, whichever one or many, it doesn't matter. If you can get to heaven, amen, with that in your life, in your heart, then Jesus died in vain. Woo! I wish everyone would see and understand the destructiveness and the dangerous effects and power of sin. That's what causes people to lose their temper and do things in a moment of haste and anger that they would not have done if they'd have been thinking right, because the heart. I closed my eyes. I thank you all. And went up and got up and went home. Amen. I'm preaching right. Amen. This is God's book. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Amen. By one man, Adam. Amen. Because Adam ate of the tree of knowledge with his wife Eve, sin came upon the whole world, and death. He that sinneth is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Amen. And the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Death came as a result of sin. And so death passed upon all men. Romans 5:12. Death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Don't tell me you've never committed a sin. You have. Amen. Some said we were born and shapen in iniquity. In your mother's womb, you were born and shapen in iniquity. You had to be saved and commit your heart and life to Jesus Christ to be a fit candidate to go to heaven. But when you got saved, I mean saved, you quit sinning. You get out of the sinning business. You put up a sign, sold out. Praise God. Who bought you? Who bought your business? Who bought your property? Jesus. Amen. We have been redeemed. He has purchased us. Amen. By the shedding of his own blood upon Calvary's tree. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. Thank God. Amen. For the work of Calvary and salvation through the precious blood of Jesus. And if it were not for him, you would die in your sins and go to hell without any hope and without any remedy. But because he has come, amen, and died on the cross and shed his blood for you, amen, you're redeemed by his blood on Calvary. Amen. And the only way that you can get out of this world and go to heaven when you die is to repent of your sins. Man. I didn't even got past 2 points. Sin is so deceitful. It makes you feel like you're okay when you're not. And you get to where you resent anybody preaching against sin or something that you're involved in doing that is wrong. And there is a amen. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Ricky, won't you turn over and read the rest of that? James chapter 1, verse 14. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now, before he reads that again, I want to tell you, the company that you keep has a lot of effect on how you live. Evil communications corrupts good manners. You know, we think about manners. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Take your head off when you go to the table. I mean, boy, when we as kids, Owen, we better not go to the table with your hat on. You'd have been picking your hat and yourself both up on the floor. Amen. We think of that as what manners are. But evil communications corrupts good manners. And the manners in that context was not talking about yes, sir, no, sir, and yes, ma'am. It was talking about your conduct and your behavior and the way that you live your life. When you associate and buddy, amen, with wicked people, come on here, and you spend more of your time and enjoy the company of wicked people more than you do of saints of God, evil communications. That relationship is going to corrupt your life for Jesus Christ, and your testimony is going to be completely destroyed, and nobody's going to have confidence in you. They may not tell you to your face that they have no confidence in you, but behind your back they will say, he's a hypocrite, or she's a hypocrite. Man. Somebody say amen this morning. I heard three of you. Somebody say amen this morning. Praise God. All right, James chapter 1, verse 14.
But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust.
Wait, hold it right there. Every man is tempted when?
When he is drawn away of his own
life. Oh, no, that can't be right. It's Bill's fault. It's Bill's fault. I mean, he's the one who made me do it. Or it's the devil's fault. You know, we blame it on the devil. That's an easy cop-out. Everybody will believe that. The devil made me do it. That used to be a famous saying about 20 years ago. The devil made me do it. The devil. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. And Brother Bill Wyatt, amen, preached in one of the day services in Shady Springs, and I don't know whether we got, I don't think we got that tape. Masterpiece. He talked about that lust that's in the heart that is not dealt with. It's following you everywhere you go. It pulls at your clothes. It pulls at your heart. It pulls at your life because you've never dealt with it. Come on here. You've never crucified it. You never got it on the cross. It's been in your heart. Nobody knows it. And it's a good thing. Help me here. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again this morning.
It's a good thing God don't have a computer screen right up here in the front of our foreheads, that everything we think, amen, goes across that computer screen to where everybody can see what we are thinking and what's in our hearts. Help me now. Somebody say amen. Man, I'm sure glad God was merciful. How about it? But I want to tell you, amen, sin is deceitful, and it's in the heart. Ah, help me. Amen. Hold it right there where you're at, Ricky. I'm going to come back to that in just a minute. We hear a lot these days. Whoo, God, help me. I'm going to preach to you a little while. We hear a lot these days about the new technology and how awful and wicked and sinful it is. And it is. Come on here. The stuff that you can get on the internet now is so filthy and wicked. And it's so black, you don't even want to talk about it. Somebody say amen. Are y'all still with me? But I got news for you. The internet's here to stay. That technology is here to stay. And you're going to have to be able to operate the computer, amen, to be able to function in society in another 5 years. If you can't operate a computer, you won't even be able to get a job working. Help me here. Are y'all still with me? Amen. But you see, the internet is not the problem. The computer is not the problem. The problem is the wicked heart. Somebody said, I'd have been all right if I hadn't went to 7-Eleven and saw that naked woman on the front of that, what do they call that? Pornography penthouse or what is it? Y'all scared to say, ain't you? I got you. Amen. I'd have been all right if I hadn't went in that 7-Eleven and saw that picture. Amen. Right there in front of the cash register. Amen. In that naked or near naked woman there. And it just, amen, just made me, come on here, it made me do things and act in ways, amen, that I wouldn't have done if I hadn't seen it. Hogwash. It's the heart. It's the heart. Come on here. I said it's the heart. Amen. And if you can't go in a 7-Eleven, amen, or giant food store and walk past, am I preaching all right this morning? And walk past all the wine and the whiskey and the beer that's in there, amen, without having a problem desiring it and wanting a bottle, amen. Your heart's wrong. Your heart's wicked. Your heart's full of sin. Your heart is black. Hallelujah. You can take every computer out of the world. You can take all the internet out of the world. You can take all, am I preaching all right to you this morning? You can take all them filthy magazines and newspapers out of the 7-Elevens. Amen. And everywhere else where it is. You can take it all out of this world if you want to. But if the heart is still black, it's still black.
Right. Right.
Jim Powers told me one time. How many of y'all remember Brother Jim Powers? And man, he told me a piece of truth that I will never forget. He's talking about the computer and how wicked it is. He said, I've got a computer that nobody sees and nobody even knows I've got. He said, if I want to look at pornography, I can look at pornography going down the road. I can look at the pornography when I'm in church. I can see wicked things and hear wicked words. Amen. Anytime, any place, anywhere I am, if that's what's in my heart. You see, he said, I've got instant recall in my brain. If that's what my mind is set on, and nobody will know it, and nobody can see it, and nobody will ever find out. Amen. He said, I can, come on here.
He said, it's just like a screen that comes up. I'm looking at Michael, amen, with my physical eyes. But in front of me, between me and him, in my brain waves, amen, I can draw up things of the past, amen, before I was ever saved, amen, and hear things, amen. Come on here. I'm looking at Michael with my physical eyes, amen, but with my mind's eye, I'm looking at filth and corruption. Amen. Come on here. I want to tell you, amen, sin is the heart. Amen. The heart is desperately wicked. Amen. Amen. Come on, read that again, Ricky. Amen. A man, but a man is what?
Tempted when he is.
A man is
away.
Tempted. Help me here. A man is. I want to preach another 2 hours here this morning. Amen. A man is tempted. A man is tempted when he is drawn away. How? Drawn away from what?
Of his own lust.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's what he's drawn to. Huh? A man is tempted when he is drawn away. Huh? You got in order. Now, listen to me. I got my back against this pulpit. Now, if I'm going to be drawn away by Dwayne standing back at the door and he's giving me this, come here, come here, come here. Stand up back there, Dwayne. Amen. You look like a Marine or soldier or something. Sailor, whatever he is. I'm at the pulpit. He's back there. Yeah, you see, he's beckoning me to come. He's motioning me to come. But for me to go to where he is, I've got to leave this to get to there. You get me? You get the point? A man is tempted. As long as I stay here, I'll never get to where he is. As long as I stay close by this pulpit, I'll never have a conversation with him. Ah, I hope you get this morning. As long as I stay here, I'll never get anywhere close to where he is. Amen. But a man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Something inside of me saying he's beckoning you to come. Amen. He's got something for you. Amen. In order to get what he's got, amen, something inside of me is drawing me toward him. And that something inside of me is what's wicked. That something inside of me has never been crucified. That something inside of me has never been killed. That something inside of me has never been nailed to the cross. Amen. Amen. But you see what? When I get close to where he is, I'm getting further away from where I was. And so it is in the spiritual realm. Amen. A man is tempted when he is drawn away from God and drawn away from holiness and drawn away from righteousness. Amen. When he is drawn away because of the lust in his own heart and the deceitfulness that is in there that has hardened his heart against that. Amen. He's going out there. Amen. And he, come on here. He is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Help me here. Now what?
Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
Wow. I'm going to have to quit right there.
Amen. Go ahead and read the rest of that.
And sin tonight, when it is finished,
part two.
Forth death.
Amen. I want you to read that verse again. Don't put your Bible down. Now. Amen. Hallelujah. On sin. Sin is black. Sin is wicked. Sin will make you do things. Come on here. That you would never have done if you were not drawn away of your own lust. Sin will make you say things that you would have never said as long as you would have stayed with righteousness and with godliness. Sin, come on here, will make you think things that you would have never thought had you stayed with righteousness and godliness and holiness. Sin gets a hold of your heart and entices you. And then what does it do, Ricky?
It bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished,
bringeth forth
death.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Boy, oh boy, Brother Savage, you make it so straight. Yeah, you got that right. But no straighter than the Bible is. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death and of hell. There is a wide gate and a broad way that leadeth unto damnation. And many that walk therein, but narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life everlasting, and few. But Brother Savage, we got to be broad-minded. We are in a new century. We are in a different mentality. I understand, but God's word does not change. And if you commit sin, you are of the devil. Wow. Man. I didn't even get past 2 points, and I got 7 of them. Amen. So if you want to hear part 2, come on back to church tonight. Or if you're scared of part 2, you might want to stay home. But I want to tell you, we have carpeted and air-conditioned the hog pen till the prodigal son feels no need to go back to father's house and repent. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Can we stand and just ask God to touch our hearts? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, we need you. Oh, God, would you help us? Lord Jesus, in this generation, we need the help of God. We need your help, Lord. Oh, God, would you give us the grace and the strength that we need to face the challenge of our time. Cause men to see that sin exists, is exceedingly sinful. Oh, God, help us this morning.